greatest character in the world. In fact, when I get up in the morning, all the women in my neighborhood tear their clothes off the line. I'm so windy, when I was born, they had to tie down the hospital so it wouldn't blow away. So today I'm about to judge the Pahrump Flats sailboat races. I was picked. I don't get it. Oh. I was picked because I'm so windy. In fact, I'm known as the biggest blowhard of all time. Now we're ready. And the boats are about to go. And there they go! The lead boat is in front. But wait, that isn't news. Who else is supposed to be? Oh, yeah. Here comes the second boat. And it isn't going to make the turn. In fact, it's hitting the barrier and soaring right up out of this way. Right up this way out of the bay. And the sensation is too much for me. Oh, as the boat comes roaring at me, all I can say is, what is it?
What happened? Oh, I just brushed the rust off.
That's hard to do. Good ladies, evening, and gentlemen of our vast audio radiance, and welcome again to another session of What Is It for the Next 30 Minutes, as with a cast of 1,000. Better take the theme out. Hate to wear it out. No record, though. Thank you, Solomon Ham. This is the scourge of CBS, Red Blanchard. And, yeah. Thank you very much. Fire that orchestra. And we have with us here in the studio tonight a large and vast studio audience composed of 3,600 people from all parts of the nation. Would you all please announce your hometown? Hey! We have a lady here who has a infectious giggle. Have you ever tried penicillin? Who are you? Wait, this is the one that wants to talk. Who are you?
I'm Katie Burke.
And you are?
Ruth Wellfleet.
And you?
Doris Bogardus.
Something fishy here.
Beauregardus.
Oh, Beauregardus?
Yes.
Is that a different spelling?
That's a different spelling. That's a southern style.
Are you three friends?
No, we're the Appleseed sisters. That's C.D. and this is Cora.
You're glowing. You're doing fine. I'll just send the whole half hour right over here. Which one is Cora? This one here? You are? Cora, you have an appealing grin.
Appealing grin!
Who are you?
Oh, I'm a visiting fireman from San Diego.
Oh, really? I used to live in San Diego. I used to have this program down there.
You did?
Yeah. Did you ever listen? Saturday and Sunday nights, 11 to 12?
Must have been you were before my time.
When was this? That wasn't a joke there, but that's all right. Oh, keep it up. Keep it up. Are you from San Diego, too?
No.
Are you?
No, we're from North Beach.
You're from North Beach, too?
Yes.
And how long have you been with the fire department out there? You said you're a fireman. No. And you're from San Diego. Mm-hmm. Which do you like better, San Diego or North Beach?
Where is North Beach?
Where's North
how
Beach?
How about that?
Where is North Beach?
I don't know.
You just know this lady here?
That's all. Just came with her for the ride.
Oh, you did? Mm. What kind of a car do you have?
I thought she wanted to give a bully for somebody. You're not going to forget that.
Oh, go ahead. Give a bully. Who for? What for?
For Warren and Velma and Lane and Chris.
All right, go ahead.
Bully.
Oh, she laughed so loud she missed her bully. Wait a minute. Let's let her do it again. I don't want her to miss that. Go ahead. Try it again. Which one are you, Cora or Seeds?
Seeds.
Oh, I see. All right, now, Cora.
This is awful.
Now, this time you say the bully and then listen. See, it comes out over there. Go ahead.
Bully.
Thank you very much. Well, it's nice to have the visiting firemen here. We also have the mob from San Rafael who poured in. Who are you?
Leilani Bell.
And you are?
Frances Page.
From where?
San Rafael.
What do you want to plug?
Santa Fe, Ohio. We're going to beat Tam and Norm and Bobby Gill, the Gilmans, the Pages, and the Bells.
And the mom from Santa Fe?
Yeah.
All right. Wait a minute. Start together. I'll give you a signal. When I give a signal, everybody go.
Boy!
Ah, very good. This lady's laughing. What are you laughing at?
Your crazy program.
Real crazy man, eh? Who's this Zorch cat here?
Clarence Leiter.
You know her?
Yes, sir.
Who is she?
My mother.
And who are you? Her son. Oh. Clarence Leiter?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Ronson, how are you? What do you do?
I play piano.
You do? Mm-hmm. What do you do, Kat?
Play trumpet.
You do? We have all the rudiments of a band here. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to let you play anything in here except Blockhead. That's the game everybody's playing these days. A new sponsor that fits so well in with this program. That wonderful new game named Blockhead. And here's a chance for you cats to be the first in your neighborhood to have this new game. It is sweeping the country. It has taken over where brooms left off. You can be the Bogardus in the know who introduces it to your crowd. Ever think of that? Be the first one in your neighborhood to have a Blockhead game. And it's very easy to play. Anyone can learn it in 2 minutes. In fact, you can learn it in 10 seconds. And any number from 2 up can play the game up to, say, 84 people. Have any more than that, you need 2 games. And the whole game only costs you $1. One single solitary dollar. Now, Blockhead consists of a bunch of blocks here, see? Hear them rattle? Don't rattle very loud for some reason. Wait a minute, I'll drop the game. Make it be a little louder. Anyway, it's all right, we got more, you know. No, actually, you can't hurt this game by dropping it. It's very solid. See, it's a bunch of blocks, all different Zorch colors. Now, there's one block here colored puce, another one chartreuse. In fact, they have all the official Zorch colors and many others besides. And each block is a different shape from the next block. And the object of it is to stack them up in accordance with a few simple rules. And the next one that stacks his knocks over the pile, and then you win. You see, that's the way it goes. Now, these blocks are scientifically designed so that you can't stack them up. So you can see how easy it is to win. It's really a challenging game. Lots of people I know of all ages have tried this game and become fascinated with it overnight. It's just like any of these other new games that have come along and been sensations in the past. This one has got all the ingredients. It takes skill, calm nerves, just everything. Imagination, you know, to decide what block can you put on there so the next guy can't put one on and without tipping a pile over and all that. So if you want to get this terrific Blockhead game, I just found out just before we went on the air today that they now have them in Roos Brothers. But if you can't get near a Roos Brothers store, it's very simple. Just send in a dollar to Blockhead, 821 Market Street, San Francisco. Now remember, send now to Blockhead. That's B-L-O-C-H. No, wait a minute. B-L-O-C-K-H-E-A-D. Blockhead, 821 Market Street, San Francisco. Remember, don't be a Blockhead. Send for Blockhead. 821 Market Street, San Francisco. This offer may be withdrawn without notice. I want to read a couple of postcards that have been pouring in here. Dear Red, I listen to your program every night. I bought a portable radio so I can listen even when I go to work. Here is a joke. You know what the little cow hit by the big cow said? Or why? No, wait a minute. Do you know why the little cow hit the big cow? That's it. To hear Big Ma moo. Signed, John Castleman from San Rafael, California. Bully for him. Here's another one. Dear Ed, here's a joke. Sorry we can't come to the program, but we live all the way in San Rafael. Signed, here's the joke. The crazy broom swept the mixed-up floor and the dust was real gone. Let's see, release on receipt. Oh, wait a minute, it's the wrong one. Here's the letter. This is the biggest letter we ever got. Tremendous, gigantic letter. Real Zorch here. It says, Dear Red, I've been infected by the Zorch bug. Now I can't go to bed without listening to your program, and I also like Belfast old-fashioned mug root beer topped with a giant-sized whale burger, including 3 teaspoons of wild root cream oil, floating in 5 ounces of Halo shampoo and 6 pounds of price of shoes. Since moving from Santa Maria, which is 20 miles from Lompoc and 15 miles from Pismo Beach, we find your program comes in louder. Our neighbors all black out every night at 9:30. Why is this? Please give a four machine bully for Orcutt, which is 7 miles from Santa Maria. Signed, Bob and Shirley Lenz. Orcutt?
All right.
Bully for rocket. Beautiful letter. This envelope here has got cartoons all. That's the biggest letter. It's about 3 feet wide and 4 feet high. Dear Red, I think you have the most unzorched program in the radio. I think KCBS should throw you off and put Solomon Ham on in your place. Look at that. Get the charge out of that. I will give you one more chance, though, if you will play the song Little Blue Bottle. It says, play the song Little Blue Bottle. I don't get that. It says, here's a joke. Do you know why they don't hang men with wooden legs in this state? Is that so? Why? They use ropes. I'd also like to mention that they're going to have the big Walnut Creek Festival this coming Saturday, September 26th. It starts at 9:45 a.m., but I'm going to be there from 12 to 1 and judge a Zorch hat contest and all kinds of stuff up there. Going to have lots of Zorch cows around, and I've got a full page of stuff here that they're going to have up there at the Walnut Creek Festival this coming Saturday, so I want to see all you cats up there. They will have pony rides and all kinds of rides and everything, so everybody be there. Better say that. I might want to mention it again tomorrow night. If I don't, my name will be Mud. And with that, we come to... What's this here? This thing here? Look at this tremendous magazine somebody just handed me. You know, we're always interested in hot rods on this program, being an old hot rodder from way back. That is of the sensible, safe and sane type of hot rodder. Like these people here in the New Life magazine. Look at that. Pictures of the Bonneville salt flats and all these... hot rods and how fast they went. There's more pictures of hot rods in here. Here's a guy who has instead of a radiator, he merely has a 55-gallon water drum, but no radiator. He goes into the car via a trap door, and once he's in, he can't get out. And who would want to? Now that's, the name of this car is the Bagel Beak. And then here is another one, a rear engine wing tank, went 210 miles an hour. Here's one went. Yeah, well, that one only went 190 miles an hour. Actually, that's right. Somebody up there at these Bonneville races went over 200 miles an hour and flipped at that speed, and it didn't even kill him either. How do you like that? Safe cars. Roll bars. Well, also in the new issue of Life magazine is a very interesting article to anybody who happens to be sightless. It's all about this outfit over in Austria who has invented a system of walking around and not bumping into things by means of a little noisemaker that they carry in front of them, and they claim it's very good and so on. There's one man, in fact, that can even do it without even carrying the noisemaker. He just listens to the sounds of his own steps bouncing off things. Very good. And here's a big, long 10 or 15 pages about the Smithsonian Institute. Huge collections of a rich clutter of culture, it says here. So get it all in Life magazine. It's a terrific mag. It goes on sale tomorrow. And, of course, on the front page is the usual picture of the 1916 Jaguar pickup on the front cover. That's her on the left there. The one on the right, I can't make it out. I'll find it. It says, Life goes to a $100,000 party. Well, you have to read the mag to find out about that. I don't know. Our time is limited. I really can't go into it at this time. I want to talk to a few more cats on the other side of the house. We have several sailors here tonight, and the first sailor's name is?
Henry Muniz.
How long have you been in?
20,000 years.
Oh, really? And here's Jules Verne right over here. Who are you?
Fine, how are you?
Wait a minute, he wants to give a bully. For what?
For Salinas.
Okay, go ahead.
Bully.
Yeah, it came out nice and clear, huh? Who are you again?
Bob Barber.
We're from where?
Maryland Naval Hospital.
Where's your hometown, I mean?
Titusville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Isn't that the way you join something and they send you the other end of the country? Do you like it right. Better out here, though?
No, but
you like
it's all right.
Titusville is all right, too?
I certainly do.
How big is Titusville?
About 10,000.
Oh, bigger than Pahrump, even, huh?
No, I
Pahrump has a population of 500.
Oh, fine.
I mean, it's not actually 500 people. There's one man there. His name is Pop, and he's 500 years old. Getting to you. Who are you?
Terry Brinson.
Are you in the wax?
Waves.
The waves?
Waves.
What does that three stripes mean there?
Eat you. Hospital corpsman.
Oh, I see. You're all attached to the hospital over there? Where's your hometown?
Detroit, Michigan.
And who are you?
Belle Funds.
Belle?
Yes.
Where's your hometown?
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
You ever hear the program up there?
Sure.
Before you went to Navy? Did you hear it back in Titusville?
I certainly did.
I want to give a bully.
You want to give a bully for what?
Miss Manellis and Mary Jane and Miss Beaverlander.
Where are they? Where are they out of TS?
They're at the hospital.
I mean TI?
No, Mare Island.
Mare Island? Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Bully!
Good thing that was an Army joke. Who are you?
Bill Belfons.
I didn't get you, did I?
My name is Miguel Angel Mina Lopez Malacar Vasquez de Gomez Bogardes.
From where?
We got a live one here.
Well, I come from San Antonio, Texas.
You do?
Right.
Have you heard of our latest campaign, the I Hate Texas campaign?
You hate Texas? Well, it's...
We don't really. Oh, you?
Yeah. Do, that's right.
Is that why you joined the Navy? Or?
No. I didn't...
Joined by invitation?
No, by...
Acclamation?
Acclamation. Yeah, that's why,
Give me your first name again. I missed that.
Miguel.
I mean the whole name.
Oh, Miguel Angel Medina Lopez Malacara Vasquez de Gomez.
Si, Tijuana, you bet you. You know, we had the most unusual name last week, but yours tops it. This new name that somebody sent in, Rabiculturary Coiberacer.
Well, this is my real name, though. I mean,
your
it's
real
not
name?
A fake. That's right.
Oh, say it real fast again, your real name.
Miguel Angel Medina Lopez Malacara Vasquez de Gomez. Miss. I'd like to give a bully, if I could,
right.
For Hoppy back at Mare Island Naval Hospital.
Bully for Hoppy. There comes some more hopping in right now. Boy, here's a girl who has genuine blue eyebrows, and your name is?
Bonnie Burns.
From where?
Burlingame.
You go to school?
Yes.
Burlingame.
I'd like to give a bully for Burlingame High.
Okay.
Bully.
You should have seen her eyebrows go like that when she did that. Well, cats, we got to get up here and do the next thing. A little bit late. I would like to have a special announcement from the Fox Theater.
We are proud that our theater has been selected to bring you the greatest step forward in entertainment history since the birth of sound, CinemaScope, the new dimensional photographic marvel you see without glasses. We present the first motion picture filmed in this amazing new process by 20th Century Fox, based on one of the greatest novels ever written, Lloyd C. Douglas's The Robe. Nothing you have ever seen will match the scope, the spectacle, the power of The Robe in CinemaScope.
I'll hold it. Go ahead.
Vayan a ver todos The Robe en su nueva presentación el martes en la tarde, septiembre 29, a las 8:15, pasado mañana en el Fox Theater, San Francisco, California. Todos los asientos reservados para esta para este anuncio solo. No estén en línea. Vayan ustedes el primero a ver el Robe en CinemaScope. Todos vayan now al Fox West Coast Theater o para teléfono Underhill 35800. Empieza el miércoles, septiembre 30 a las 9:30 antes meridiano. Vayan todos.
Thank you very much. Well, I guess I better tell you what he said in case you don't happen to understand Spanish. What it was is, see The Robe at its gala preview premiere Tuesday evening, September 29th at 8:15 p.m. That's next Tuesday at the Fox Theater, San Francisco. All seats reserved for this premiere performance only. Avoid standing in line. Be among the first to see The Robe in CinemaScope. Reserve tickets now at all Fox West Coast theaters or by phone Underhill 35800. Regular engagement starts Wednesday, September 30th at 9:30 a.m. Okay, well, there we are. Bully, I hope you will all go see it. And now, Gloom, the new Wonder Paint, presents the Ghastly Theater of the Air. Good evening. Step into the Ghastly Theater and be terrified. This is your narrator, Vampire X Formaldehyde. And I come to you through special arrangement with the Ghost, Haunters and Stranglers Union, Local 123. You think I'm kidding? Wait till you hear the story. If it doesn't kill you, you'll wish it had. But before we enter into this evening's torture, here's your announcer with an important word. Thank you, vampire. Friends, does your house have that bright new look?
If it does, I've got news for you. No longer do you have to be satisfied with a brightly painted, modern-looking home. No, from now on, you can have a house that looks hundreds of years old. Simply buy your can, buy yourself a can of Gloom, the new wonder paint. Spread a few coats on your bright, new-looking house, and immediately it will look so gloomy, your neighbors will move away. Just think of all the privacy you'll have. Your friends won't speak to you. Your dog will be so mad he'll bite everyone in sight, including you. And people will throw rocks through your front window as they drive by. So buy a can of Gloom tomorrow. You'll be glad you did. Everyone will hate you, and you'll be so unhappy you'll probably jump right off the roof of your gloomy house. And now back to Vampire X Formaldehyde and tonight's Tale of Gloom.
Well, that was a juicy one, wasn't it? Boswell Z. Decay was an average young man. He had a good job, a steady girl, and 16 holes in his head. Nothing unusual about him. Just a normal, crazy, mixed-up kid. Well, that's the way it used to be, before Boswell received the mysterious box in the mail. One morning, the doorbell rang. He opened the door, and there stood the mailman.
Is you a Boswell Z. Decay, huh?
And that's right, Bob. What's on your mind? Oh, excuse me, I didn't notice. How could you have a mind, since you don't have a head?
No, that's okay. People are always kidding me about not having any head, but I'm used to it. I got a box for you. You better sign up for it.
Okay, Bob, there you go, and thanks. Thanks a lot.
Don't thank me. It ain't the kind of box you should be happy about getting. No. Goodbye now.
Now who would be sending me a box? I already received my shipment of Black Widow spiders from Uncle Cobweb. Well, I better open it up and find out. Well, will you look at that? It's full of little people. Hey, who are you guys? Guess they can't hear me. Gosh, this is the funniest thing that's happened to me since I sat under a pile driver to see how hard my head was. Well, I'll just put the box over here on the table and let the little people get used to their new home. Then I'll decide what to do with them.
Boswell put the little people on the table and went to bed. Boswell was a heavy sleeper. In fact, he was so heavy, his bed would collapse as soon as he closed his eyes. In the middle of the night, the little people jumped up out of the box and entered Boswell's bedroom.
Yes, I'm brought in. Red emissaries and news reporters have been scrutinizing them. Today's Reduke states that this is contrary to the terms of the army.
They spoke a strange new sound from deep down in the ground. Boswell slept on, and the little people tied him up. Then they lifted him on their shoulders, carried him to the kitchen, and threw him into the garbage disposal unit. When Boswell woke up, he was a little concerned.
My, now, this is strange. I seem to be in some sort of machinery. Wow, in fact, I am in some sort of machinery. And now, I seem to be falling.
I came to in the middle of a large room surrounded by fierce, two-headed crocodiles. I didn't mind the crocodiles, but large room always scare me. And then, just as the crocodiles started towards me, a strange thing happened. A radio came on from somewhere, and a weird sound came from it. Somebody was blacking out. And the crocodiles stopped and rolled over on their backs, dead as doornails. I began to run, too, but I was getting nowhere. My shoes had been nailed to the floor. The same doornails the crocodiles were as dead as. Then, the room began to spin, and I began to get dizzy. I couldn't stand the wind whistling through the 16 holes in my head. It was playing a strange tune, and there was only one thing I could do, and I did it. You think I'm going to black out, eh? Don't be silly. Twice is enough for any night.
Wow, what a thrilling episode.
Will Boswell ZDK escape the spinning room? Will the crocodiles come too? And what happened to the little people? For the answers to these and other startling questions, don't miss the next broadcast of The Ghastly Theater of the Air. And don't forget, if you want a house with a look of doom, you'd better switch to the paint called Gloom. Gee whiz. Somebody's been beefing up this platform. It almost kills me to jump on it anymore. I've not only got fallen arches, I've got fallen knees. That's the way it goes. But I haven't got fallen hair, though, thanks to Halo Shampoo. The shampoo that glorifies your hair. Boy, have we got a lot of glorious hair in this room here tonight. All these beautiful girls with all their glorified hair. It looks like they just got through having a halo. Better put your hat back on. All but one. Just got through having a halo shampoo. Many women say that their set lasts longer after a halo shampoo. It doesn't dry their hair out. They don't need to mess around with special rinses. Halo glorifies hair, gives your hair that glamour look. So?
So halo, everybody, halo. Halo shampoo, halo.
Forgot to play my part. There, too late now. Well, better late than never. By the way, am I forgetting it? Oh, yes, here is something very important, which I would like to mention. And this is very serious, especially to all you hams listening in. There is a certain ham who has just contracted a very serious disease by the name of hemophilia. He has to get a full pint of blood transfusion every single day. And he is located in the Stanford Lane Hospital. And if somebody doesn't go into the blood bank and replace that pint of blood, he has to pay $30 a pint. Now, here's a chance to help out a fellow ham. It's W6SCH, James Garner. And he went to Pittsburgh High School in Pittsburgh, California. So I hope a lot of you will go down to the Irwin Memorial Blood Bank and donate a pint of blood in his name. Say it's for James Garner. Remember that, for James Garner, and donate a pint of blood right away, will you? Thank you very much. Now then.
What? Already?
Well, drive safely on the way home, cats. Remember, at 30 miles an hour, you will travel 33 feet before you hit anybody. Try not to do it, huh? Gotta go out, huh? Okay, and stay tuned for the 10 o'clock wire, which follows immediately, and also for Carol Hanson at 10:15. We'll be back on again tomorrow night at 9:30. We had a few empty seats tonight, so we could use a couple more people. So even if you don't have a ticket tomorrow, come down anyway. Friday nights is about the only time you really need a ticket. At ease, men. You'll have your own show in 8 years. So, be sure to listen in tomorrow night, will you, at 9:30? We have quite a few vital, important announcements to make, such as commercials. And we had a very wonderful audience here tonight, one of the best we've ever had, and I really mean it. Would you give yourself a big cheer, please?
This is Ed Blanchard saying goodnight over KCBS Radio, AM and FM. Out of San Francisco.
10 p.m., amazing coffee discovery, instant...